Moving on to action item number 13, report and possible discussion on Bell County WCID number 1 diversion point request. John Hoffman.
Real quickly, we have some gentlemen here from the Bell County WCID. This is an interesting item in that this is a situation where we have two governmental entities actually working together on a project that I think is going to result in a better solution for both entities. So, Jerry, if you would like, Jerry Atkinson is general manager of the Bell County WCID number 1, our largest municipal water customer, and Jerry's going to give you an outline of the project that they're working on and the request that they give to the Brazos River Authority, and then I'll come back up and close out with some concluding thoughts.
Thank you, John. Mr. President, Board of Directors and staff, my name is Jerry Atkinson, General Manager of Bell County Water Control Improvement District 1, Killeen, Texas. We'd like to thank you for having this agenda item on the agenda today. We'd like to thank the staff, especially Mr. Ford, for working with us on this agenda item. Today I have with me our Board President, Mr. John Blankenship, and then Alan Wilkie with Camp Dresser McKee, who is the district's engineer. We have a proposal and a request today that we would like to present to you for your consideration. If you'll indulge me for a few minutes, I'd like to go through a very short slide presentation to let you know what our request is and then what our solution is to the problem as well. Next slide, please. I can barely see that, but anyways, we are Bell County WCID 1. Okay, there you go. And we are a political subdivision of the state of Texas. We were created by an order adopted by the Board of Water Engineers on March 10, 1952. We are governed by provisions 49 and 51 of the Texas Water Code. We are governed by a board of directors who our members are elected by the qualified voters of the district. The service area that we service, as you can see there, we have a 90 million gallon a day plant, a treatment plant on Lake Belton. The customers that we currently serve is the City of Killeen, the City of Belton, City of Harker Heights, Coppers Cove, Nolanville, or WCID number 3, and 439 Water Supply Corporation, with our best known customer being Fort Hood, Texas. We serve approximately 230,000 people from our district. This here is a map of the area. If you'll look up to the, let me see if I've got a pointer here. This is our service area, this area right here, and I don't know if you can see that or not, but this area right here is our water treatment plant. We have a water line that runs what we call the North 400 city, series water lines, about 20 miles long. Goes in to your left there of the slide to where we serve the City of Killeen, Fort Hood, as well as Coppers Cove, Texas. The other entities we catch along the southern route here, which we call the 200 series lines, which catches Nolanville, Belton, 439 Water Supply Corporation, and the City of Harker Heights. Down at the very bottom in the purple, if you can see that down on the bottom, is what we are asking to do today is divert 10,000 acre-feet of system water from Lake Belton to Lake Stillhouse Hollow and to eventually build a water treatment plant down in this bottom central area down here that you can see on the map. Okay. Next slide, please. The district has two types of contracts with the Brazos River Authority, one of them being a two-tier option election use water contract of 49,509 acre feet that will expire in 2042, and we have a 13,000 acre foot system water contract that will expire in 2031. And then Fort Hood has their own adjudicated water right in Lake Belton of 12,000 acre feet. As John said, we are BRA's largest water utility customer.
Are you open to questions as we go along, or do you want
sure,
to
any yes.
Can you go back to the previous slide?
Okay. Back to the previous slide.
I had a little problem seeing where you actually made a connection to a diversion point down to Lake Stillhouse. It looks like you turned west about halfway between your pipeline and Stillhouse. how are you planning on feeding that treatment plant out of Stillhouse?
Okay, we have in a further slide in our presentation, I think we show that, which I'm going to get Alan Wilkie, our engineer, to address a little later on when that slide comes up. Okay. One more slide, please. Okay. Our request today is for two reasons. There's two important reasons that we're making our request today. One is we are, asking for BRA to allow us to divert 10,000 acre-feet of our system water from Lake Belton to Lake Stillhouse and then to build a water treatment plant on Lake Stillhouse. Okay. And these are the justifications or the reason that we are asking to do that. We are the City of Killeen's only water provider by contract. The City of Killeen has met with us. They're growing very, very rapidly, as a lot of cities in Central Texas are. And they had requested about a year and a half ago, started requesting that the district search for and find an alternative source of water. The plant on Lake Belton is in its final expansion. We're doing that now. Should complete that sometime late summer of this year, and that will be our last expansion there as we have run out of room to expand. It's been expanded five times now, and we cannot economically expand that facility anymore. And if you'll notice on the graph there that the City of Killeen will actually run out of treated capacity water around the year 2017, to 2018, and so we need to start looking for an alternative source of water now. Okay. The reason that we are requesting to build, divert water and to build a treatment plant on Lake Stillhouse is that Killeen can only grow south. If you'll look at this slide right here, Killeen is constrained, physically constrained by Fort Hood on the north and the west, and by the City of Harker Heights on the east. And if you'll look at the little yellow marks around the lake there, or the colored in area there, Killeen has already annexed across the Lampasas River into that area right there. So they're physically constrained and cannot grow anywhere but south. Okay. Another reason, we said it would not be economically feasible for us to build expand the treatment plant on Lake Belton. One of those reasons, because the transmission lines at our plant are at capacity, they will not handle any more additional flow. We have done some preliminary estimates, and the estimates show a savings of approximately $14 million to build a new plant on Lake Stillhouse and to serve South Killeen. That's where they're growing, according to the other prints that we'd showed you. We could take a Band-Aid approach, but it would not behoove us to do that. It would not be practical for us to do that. And so we decided that we would look to try to build a plant on Lake Stillhouse. We have already purchased a 40-acre tract of land over there to do that. Thank you. Okay. In addition, we have sat down with BRA staff, John Hoffman, David Collinsworth, and that group several times to discuss our proposal. And I think we caught them somewhat off guard is because we tried to offer a solution to the problem, too. In our area, we've all known all along that there would someday would have to be a pipeline or a transmission, raw water transmission line built from Lake Belton to Stillhouse. But anyways, what we would like to propose to the district is we would allow a portion of our existing intake structure, our raw water pump station, if you will, on Lake Belton, to be used to divert water from Lake Belton to Stillhouse. And our final expansion that we're doing now, and when that's complete, we will have about four or five additional raw water pumps or spares, if you will, that would be available to transport that water from Lake Belton to Stillhouse. And so this would be a joint venture project between the Water District and the Brazos River Authority to resolve a major issue that's certainly in BRA's master plan as well. Not only would it serve our area well, or at least the City of Killeen and the district, but it would also serve the folks in Williamson County very well as well. Okay. All right. I'm going to ask Alan Wilkie to come up and give you some details on the project, and we'll be glad to answer any question once he gets through. Thank you.
The proposal for Bell County consists of a diversion pipeline that would run from Lake Belton to Stillhouse Hollow. The district owns some easements. It also owns the intake that Jerry mentioned. The intake has 11 cans, of which the district only needs 4 or 5. So there are cans available that could be made available to Brazos River Authority for pumping raw water from Lake Belton to Lake Stillhouse Hollow. We compared the pipeline route from this intake to a pipeline route that would run from a hypothetical intake near the Lake Belton Dam, and we found out that it was only about 1,500 feet longer to go from the existing Lake Belton intake than from a hypothetical one that would be located at the dam. In addition to the project, the diversion, the district would have to undertake certain other projects for the city of Killeen. That would include a new water treatment plant for the city of Killeen on the south shore of Stillhouse, plus water transmission lines from that water treatment plant to South Killeen. We believe that the savings to BRA to joint venture or to participate in this project with the district are substantial. From the standpoint of the intake, it's estimated to be somewhere between $10 and $20 million worth of investment that would be saved by not having to build an intake near the dam. And the pipelines being about the same length, there should be a little bit of a delta in cost, but it would be small compared to the savings that would be realized by using the existing intake.
This gentleman over here asked for a slide. Alan, do you have a backup slide where he can see where the how the line would go from Lake Belton to Stillhouse?
There may be one. Is there another slide?
Yeah, there's a backup slide. Alan, call for which one of the maps here would you want to see. She'll put it up for you.
Okay. Do I go over there and tell her which one? Or?
No. Do I get to do that? She's got the slides or back there.
I'm not sure which one it is.
Oh. Which one do you want?
It's the one that shows the two pipeline routes from Lake Belton.
It's the first one.
Okay.
Yeah, we're already supposed to do one. That's part of the.
This is an aerial photograph of the area at Lake Belton, the dam at Lake Belton. Stillhouse Hollow is barely on the slide here. The district's existing raw water intake is here. The water treatment plant is adjacent to it. The pipeline route run from this intake to Lake Stillhouse Hollow would follow the district's existing water pipeline easement to this point, and then follow approximately county roads to a discharge point on Lake Stillhouse Hollow here. Hypothetical pipeline route from the dam, if a new intake was to be built on the dam, would look something like this. This one is, I believe, 37,000 feet long. The one from the existing intake is 38,500 feet long. So a delta of about 1,500 feet. And a good portion of that is parallel to existing easements that the district already owns.
Where's Noldenville Hill? I'm having trouble seeing it from here.
Can't see it either.
There at the cook down there at the, where the double lines are.
Noldenville Hill.
Noldenville, right?
That's Nolanville Hill there?
Somewhere in that area, yes.
Okay, so it's a little further west than I thought it was.
We'd be glad to entertain any questions. I'm sorry. No, we just appreciate Mr. Ford and them getting this agenda item on as quickly as they did for us. It's important that we either move forward on this situation or not, so we appreciate that. Okay, John.
Appreciate your business.
Yeah, that would have to have some backup. We may go back to it. Ladies and gentlemen, it probably stands, we need to do maybe a little backup here just for a second. This last bullet point here talks about the foot stomp slides. There's enough new faces around this table where you may not know what those foot stomp slides are. Back some time ago, there was a need for water in Williamson County that the Brazos River Authority had been unable to supply. And so Phil and the staff here at the Brazos River Authority worked an option to provide additional water to initially Round Rock. Round Rock chose to buy water from the Lower Colorado River Authority instead, and that water was offered to Bell County and Williamson County interest, and the water was kind of evenly split amongst them. Inherent in offering that proposal for water was the need for, at some point, constructing a pipeline to connect Stillhouse Hollow and Belton. So when this board agreed for us to offer that water to those Bell County and Williamson County interests, we essentially made a commitment that at some point in time in the future, we would be buying into either connecting those two lakes or providing water from some other source. So when you hear these gentlemen talk about our master plan, what they're referring to is the commitment that this organization has already made to doing whatever it takes to make sure that there's water sufficient to back those contracts up when the time comes. What the Bell County WCID has done in coming forward with this request to change diversion points is changing that timeline back to looking like more like the timeline was designed to look like when the option was put together for Round Rock, because Round Rock's needs were going up as quickly as what you saw Colleen's needs in that graphic that you saw earlier. When Round Rock chose not to take the water, then the timeline flattened out a little bit because Georgetown and some of those other entities and some of the Bell County entities weren't going quite as quickly. So we were looking at 2035, 2040 before the additional water would have to be brought online. With agreeing to this request from the Bell County WCID, we'll go back to the 2025, 2030 timeline. For either constructing this pipeline or working together with these folks to, which in the end, it's more beneficial for us to work together with them on an existing intake that already is in place. It's a good deep water intake. The logistics are already in place. There's right-of-way that's already in place. And it ends up decreasing the cost both for Bell County WCID and for the Brazos River Authority. So it's kind of a wacky thing. You actually have two governmental entities working together trying to take care of the people that they represent and saving their customers money in the process. So at the end of the day, that's really what this thing is all about. There's not really an action item that's on here, but it was the concept was good enough that we thought we needed to come tell you about what was being done. And then, of course, when we're able to hammer out an agreement with the Bell County WCID for mutual participation on their intake and the use of their water line or their right-of-way, we'll have an agreement that we'll need to come back and talk to you all about. So at this stage of the game, we'll, you know, assuming that the mood is right with this board, that we'll press forward with their request to work on diverting from Stillhouse. And the other thing that's really important for y'all to understand is right now on that side of the lake, there is a dearth of treated water. There isn't really any treated water there. So there are numerous providers that are out there that are in need of treated water. The Bell County WCID, in answering its customer Colleen's request, would really help facilitate seeing treated water on that side of the lake, which is also something this organization has been very interested in seeing happen. So,
John, what's the timeline? When would it come?
On which portion of the project?
Yes. On the initial part or whatever.
Now, they're moving forward with speed. They have actually already worked. The City of Colleen has already prompted the Bell County WCID to, have you already purchased the property? Go to the map, please.
Has already met to approve the acquisition of that land and to go forward with the project.
What is our involvement? Just the approval of the transfer of the water?
Well, approval of the diversion point change.
And where the water is coming from?
Yeah, instead of it coming out of Belton with a diversion point source from Lake Belton, and since it's system water, it's really coming from the BRA system.
But it's not our contract. They're building the pipeline.
The only thing we're doing is agreeing to allow them change their diversion point from Belton down to Stillhouse. Other agreements will come as we work on the sharing of the intake and that kind of stuff, which is really the biggest part of the deal for BRA's perspective. exchange for moving our timeline up 10 years, we have access to their infrastructure.
On all their right-of-ways.
Yes, which is a big deal.
Yeah, half of the right-of-ways.
Sir.
Capacity from Stillhouse down to Georgetown, and we have to add to that to use it? Pipeline capacity from Stillhouse to Georgetown.
No.
Is it big enough to carry this added water?
No, sir. This doesn't won't go through that pipeline.
No.
It will when it comes out of Stillhouse and goes to Georgetown, right?
Yeah, that stuff that we worked on for the Winston County Raw Water Line when we went up to 62,000.
So it's already built.
We've already dealt with that.
Last, you don't have to.
This actually helps make good on the water that goes into that.
But it's about 10 years out.
It moves the timeline down to 2025, 2030 time frame, so it's actually 15, 20 years out. And obviously, we'll have to track the hydrology and the water needs of these guys, and if their needs change, then the timeline will have to be revised. But that's based on the best information that we have right now. And David Wheelock and his guys have been in on this, working with us from day one, and they're the keepers of the hydrologic keys, and they will constantly work along with Alan and the rest of these guys to monitor this water use to make sure that we stay ahead of the curve.
This will change the economic development area of that south. That'll completely fill between Georgetown and Stillhouse Lake with the availability of water.
They haven't had treated water.
Didn't develop because they didn't have the water. So
yes, ma'am.
This would be great development.
John, thank you.
Just one question. Political problems are always a problem. Do we foresee any problem with, quote, stealing Temple's water?
Are you insinuating that there would be politics associated with water in Bell County?
Absolutely.
I think there will probably be a lot of interest.
Have y'all even thought of that? And I have no problem with it, so don't get me wrong.
Step at a time, and our first thought process was go to the floor and to go to BRA to see if it was feasible or not. And we'll do our due diligence and we'll talk to folks after that and we'll see if this is possible.
Well, since you do provide Temple's water, how much of Temple's water do you provide? You do not provide Temple.
No, sir. We really saw this issue as an issue between us and Brazos River Authority. Temple has their own water treatment plant and their own water rights.
Yeah, Temple provides Temple's water.
Okay.
Their utility provides that.
That's the only issue I see as being in it.
Well, and the other thing to remember, too, is part of our last round of the Bell House water, the package of water that we put together, the last increment after we sold Bell County WCID, their 13,000 acre foot, I believe went to Temple. And just under 3,000 acre feet? Or
What was that amount, Brad? 2,500 acre feet.
Okay.
Any other questions?
John, thank you. Good job. I think this is well within our plan.
Water project.
Exactly.
I agree.
This is an outstanding situation.
Same money. Can you please?
Thank you for your time.